Okay, hi Harold. It's just you and me. If this continues, I think that it might herald the end of the SDS ARC net. I don't know, I'll keep going on for a few weeks. Maybe things will turn around as spring moves into summer, but if not, I'm getting kind of discouraged. So anyway, what's new with you down there in Florida?
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, it's not your fault. I don't know what it takes to get people in here, but you've been faithful, and you've done your part keeping it all together, and sometimes, I guess, those things happen. Kind of overcast and rainy down here in southwest Florida. We just flew back this week from a week up in Indiana, mostly Indiana, and a little bit of Ohio, seeing friends and family. Went to the Notre Dame spring game on the 25th, Saturday, in South Bend. But then two nights before, we went to the Indiana spring game in Bloomington. So we made the big circuit. Cheaper, a little bit cheaper to see the spring game than to go up for a regular season game. So, other than that, I saw somebody blip in, but they're gone now. How are you doing, Wayne?
Yeah, well, things are kind of rough here. The weather, actually, the weather, I don't mind that. I think a lot of folks here are thinking that it's kind of cool for March, but I mean for May, but I'm okay with that. I would delay the summer heat as long as possible, so I'm okay with the current situation here. I think we had enough rain to kind of take the edge off of the drought that we've had here. I don't think we've really, you know, wiped the drought out, but it's not as bad as it was. So we'll see what comes. And the long-term projections that I've heard are that it's not going to be a really hot summer, so I'm okay with that as well. Whether it's going to be dry or wet, I'm not sure about that. Anyway, yeah, I saw that station pop in there. Kilo Delta 3 Alpha Lima Bravo, Paul somewhere. Didn't stick around. So, maybe later. Anyway, I'm twiddling my thumbs and, running the clock out, hoping that someone will pop up on the dashboard here, and I'm not seeing anything. So I'll hang around for 15 minutes or so, and maybe some of the Aussies will show up. Ah, we'll see. Let's see. Well, I did have a sort of a topic for this week, but it's the kind of thing that really requires, or you know, you need an audience, because it was kind of an obscure question. So I'll save that for a possible future net. Other than that, let's see what's been going on. Well, now there was something that came up recently. It was in last month's QST. They mentioned this website called Ham Radio Workbench, and there's a lot of YouTube videos that go with it, and I listened to one or two of them, and it was kind of interesting. So I meant to pursue it a little bit further. The problem is that I think all their videos are like, you know, an hour plus long, and I'm already listening to a lot of videos and podcasts and so on. So the really long ones have to budget my time, right? So, anyway, what else has been going on here? That's kind of what I think of at the moment here now. So let me pass it back to you. Oh, wait, I see that K0ROS has joined us. Hi, Ross. It's just you and me and Harold. And I'm not even going to read the script until somebody new shows up. So anyway, I'm passing it back to Harold, and then it's your turn.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, hi, Ross. Yeah, it's a lot of years down here in Southwest Florida. It goes straight from fall into a hot spring and summer early in the year. But this year it's held off, and it's been mostly dry and sunny, although too dry. The whole state's under a drought. We need rain. But, yeah, we get enough of that hot and sticky and hurricanes and all that stuff. So I'm with you, Wayne. You can stretch out this cool weather as far as it'll go. Yeah, you mentioned YouTube videos. Have you ever heard of this ham out in Colorado, I think? His name's Dave Kassler, and it's K-something-0-G. He does a lot of instructional videos on ham radio topics. And I haven't seen him put up anything lately. And last I heard, a couple of years ago, he had some health problems. But I don't know if he's well known all over the country or just in certain areas. Okay, N4RNW, over to you, Ross.
Good evening. Ross, Omaha, R. Nelson on SDF, all the usual stuff. Not much exciting going on here. Took a bunch of pictures, got a couple new-to-me film cameras that I'm working on getting set up, and otherwise a pretty boring week. I think that's really all I've got. Oh, I did drive around a bunch yesterday. My local Aries group has a set of watch points for weather spotters to go out to. But they are from a few years ago, and Omaha has expanded since then, and much stuff's been built up. So a handful of us went out and scoped out all of the old places and looked for a few new locations for stuff where there are now buildings in the way. So I have done something radio-related in the last week. K0ROS.
All right. Harold, that name, Kassler, sounded familiar, but I checked I have a list of the YouTube channels that I find interesting, and I didn't see him show up in there, and I tried looking up Kassler, K-A-S-L-E-R, on QRZ, and there were like four hits, and none of them, I think you said his name was David? The ones that showed up on here, there's Matthew and Drew and Brian and Samuel. So none of them ring a bell. So maybe I'm spelling it wrong. K-A-S-L-E-R, maybe there's two S's or maybe it's something else there. But yeah, like I said, that sounds familiar. I think I have encountered him on YouTube before, but I'm just not remembering.
Yeah, I just looked him up, and he spells his name C-A-S-L-E-R. Let's see. I'm looking at all his YouTubes. David Kassler, Ask Dave, is the name of the channel. And, yeah, he's put up a bunch of stuff way over my head in days past. Let's see. He's put up something in 2026, so maybe he's back online. But, yeah, C-A-S-L-E-R. Ross, over to you.
Don't think I really have anything else. I am pretty boring this week. I'm boring most weeks.
Yeah, well, that's the way the net has been lately. We've had, like, three or fewer check-ins for the last month or so, I think. Yeah, David Kassler with a C. He's in my list here of YouTube channels that I thought were interesting. So I don't think I've checked the channel lately, but it's on my list of things to check periodically. So good to hear that he's back on there. Can't remember exactly what prompted me to put him on my list here, but whatever it was, it impressed me enough to mark him as someone worth checking out. But then I've got a whole bunch of them here. Let me see how... I think I've got something like 120 or so channels that I've kind of bookmarked. And maybe it would be worthwhile to post them sometime. Well, you know, it's about time. We have done this a couple of times in the past, asking what websites or podcasts or YouTube channels, what are your favorite go-to places for ham radio stuff? And we're probably overdue to do that again. So when we start getting more check-ins, I'll raise that issue.
Yep. Okay, good stuff. Well, let me back out here, and I'll have my hands in something non-radio. So I'll be listening, and when you decide to call it, Wayne, go ahead. But if I drop out, you'll know I made a couple of footprints tonight. N4RNW, over to you, Ross.
I know it'll be a future topic, but while I'm thinking about it, the only real YouTube channel that I watch stuff for ham on, other than when I'm specifically looking for a topic, is I subscribed to the Patreon for the DigiPi guy, because I would like to eventually start playing around with some more packet radio stuff. At this point, all I really do is have it running on the Pi Zero to run Pat the WinLink client on. But somewhere in the future, I'd like to play around with some more packet radio stuff. J0 RLS.
Is that DigiPiGuy? I'll check that out. Sounds interesting.
DigiPi.org. I just put it in the chat. To get access to the SD card image, you have to subscribe to the Patreon, but there's no set limit. You can do it for $1 a month and cancel after you get the image, resubscribe later for an update or whatever. I've just been doing $1 a month for however long now.
Okay, fine business. Thanks for posting that in the chat. So that will go out in the email. Right, so it's coming up on 16 minutes after the top of the hour. I may hang around for another, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes to see if the Aussies show up, because sometimes we've got this, I think it's the SCARS, South CARS net, and when that wraps up, then they come over here. But one or two Aussies is not enough really to make me think we've had a really good net, but I'm hesitant to close it too early, that's all. Anyway, thanks both of you for checking in, and please be here again next week. So I'll say 73 for now for maybe 9FJ. Hi, Robert. I closed out the SDFARC net, but hanging around to meet and greet any of you Aussies down there who show up after the SCARS net. So, hi there.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, BK2DY. Now, Fred has a long net that's still going on, actually, so I guess we won't connect up here today, but I just thought I'd check by and see. Sometimes Fred ends early, sometimes he ends late, and today he's ending late. He may go to 12:30 or 10:30, whatever the time is. Anyway, other than that, it is 18 degrees Celsius and light rain, and that's supposed to be the forecast for today. So we're shifting into autumn focus. It's going to be, we're not going to have any more of those nice mid-70s days, mid-20s days. It's going to be cooler for at least the next week or two. But I guess there is no net, so I won't talk about anything else. But thank you for staying around and taking the late check-ins of EK2DY.
Yeah, I think it's about 1.6 Celsius here, 62 Fahrenheit. So we're kind of we're not very far apart there. It's just that you're going the other direction. And yeah, I'll put you in the log. My dashboard here, my Echolink dashboard, says that there are 14 stations connected to the ham conference. So I don't know if that changes after the initial display. It might be, you know, that was just a snapshot of when I started up Echolink, and maybe has changed a lot since then. I don't know. But so that made me think that it would be a while before any of you guys joined us.
Yeah, I mean, K2DY, that's, I've never quite figured out why, but some Echolinks reset the counter every time you you bring up Echolink, and other Echolinks store a number forever. And the same version of Echolink, they're on the iPhone, but they act differently, so I don't know why. I'm using an iPhone 15 right now, and it's it resets the numbers. But my iPhone 13, which I also use on occasion, doesn't. So I have no clue. Same software. Anyway, yeah, most of those are links. We have no idea whether anybody's actually hooked into those or not. So the 14 links doesn't really mean much. We have a lot of people that either listen or have a link cooked up or something, so I have no clue how many real people are out there. You can't find that information. VK2DY.
Yeah, well, the actual display on my dashboard here in the Windows Echolink app, for HAM, the HAM conference, it says 14 out of 300. And for the TechLink conference, it says 0 out of 997. And I'm thinking that was probably the case well, no, actually it wasn't. I think Harold was here when I connected, so I don't know why it said 0. Inscrutable.
Yeah, I don't get it. Some conferences do that. They'll say zero connection, and I don't know why. Ham did that for a while. It stopped. But I don't know how it reports the information back to the to Echolink or any of that. But you know, we're usually between 10 and 20 connections, and sometimes you'll see zero. I have no clue why that works that way. If I could talk to Jonathan Taylor, maybe he would have a clue. But I don't have a real good connection with him. VK2DY.
Okay, well, it's 22 minutes of change after the top of the hour. I think that's long enough to wait for additional check-ins. So I'm going to wrap up the net. I may hang around for just a few more minutes here to see if anything pops up, but this is officially the end. So thanks, everyone, for joining us, and hopefully things will pick up. Maybe something when the weather changes, the season changes, people will get more interested in the net. We'll see. Otherwise, maybe it's time to think about a graceful exit. Anyway, that's it for now. ABNFJ saying 73, everybody. Thanks for being here, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the future. ABNFJ clear.